From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a new ceasefire is scheduled to take effect within hours in Syria. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning in just a few hours, midnight Syria time. As with previous halts in fighting, the deal applies to the Syrian military and the rebels opposing, but not to militant groups like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebel groups, said they will guarantee the truce. The ceasefire comes after Turkey, Syria, and Russia last week said they were ready to broker a peace deal in the six-year war. Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday called the ceasefire fragile, but said he had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. VOA's Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharif has more on that.
We have to be cautious, of course, because we've seen announcements similar to this in the past, not just with the ceasefire, but also with Russia saying that it could scale back some of its forces. And then we saw the, continued assaults with Russian backing and increased military involvement, both in the Mediterranean and then over in the skies over Syria.
There have been several attempts to secure a nationwide ceasefire in Syria, the most recent in September. That lasted only a little over a week. The Obama administration is poised to hit Russia with sanctions in response to alleged Russian hacking and interference in the November U.S. presidential election. The Washington Post says the White House has been debating how to quickly punish Russia for using an executive order signed by President Obama last year. That's what he would care to do.